Good morning, everybody. Scott Morozik here in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and happy Monday. Anyway, so this news update is being brought to you by Shave's Small Engine Repair of Port Hope, where you'll find a nice selection of Husqvarna snowblowers and chainsaws. Police agencies throughout Michigan will be participating in an effort to deter drinking and driving during the holidays. The, quote, Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign is underway and runs through January 1st. Of the 1,012 fatal crashes that occurred in Michigan, 276 were alcohol involved and 246 were drug involved. Police agencies are encouraging motorists to celebrate safely and make smart driving decisions. During the campaign, there will be increased enforcement and messaging about the dangers of driving impaired. Officers will be on the lookout for motorists under the influence of alcohol and/or drugs throughout the Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign. The need for blood donations is always critical, especially this time of year. Because of that, St. John's Lutheran Church at 7369 Burn Road in Pigeon will be hosting a blood collection drive. The drive will be from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Friday, January 2nd. Although walk-ins are welcome, appointments are recommended and can be done by going to the website redcrossblood.org. A proposed recall petition has been filed with the Tuscola County Clerk's Office for three City of Caro Council members. A clarity factual hearing will be conducted on Tuesday, tomorrow at 8 a.m. by the County's Election Commission. The proposed recall is for Council members Jill White, Heidi Parker, and Doreen Heddy. There was also a proposed recall filed against Council Trustee Charlotte Kish. But because she is currently serving her last year of a four-year term, so she is not subject to recall. The reason listed for the recall is the same on all three petitions. The petition says that White, Parker, and Heddy to be recalled for violation of the Caro City Charter, Section 5.9, for failure to fill a vacant council seat within 60 days. The petition for recall was filed by city resident Shane Pelega. The hearing will be conducted in Tuscola's probate family courtroom in the courthouse at 440 North State Street in Caro. The county's election commission consists of Tuscola County Clerk Jody Fetting, probate judge Nancy Thane, and treasurer Ashley Bennett. The commission is charged with determining if the language presented on the petition is clear and of a factual basis. If it is, then the next step is for the recall petitioner to gather signatures of registered voters in the city. If the election commission deems the language on the proposed recall is not clear and/or factual, that stops the recall effort. This is the second time petitions have been filed in an effort to recall some Caro Council members. Those targeted in the first recall attempt were Karen Snyder, who is the Caro City Mayor, and for council member Emily Campbell. The Election Commission deemed the language on those proposed recall petitions were not clear and or not factual, which stopped the recall process. We'll be right back.
This Christmas season, Shave Small Engine Repair of Port Hope is here to help you get winter ready and holiday happy. When the snow starts piling up, you can count on the power and performance of Husqvarna snowblowers starting at $999. They're built tough, easy to handle, and ready to clear your driveway in no time. Now's the perfect moment to upgrade before big storms roll in. Winter chores don't have to slow you down. Shave Small Engine Repair also carries a full line of Husqvarna chainsaws, dependable, durable, and perfect for cutting wood all season long. Whether you're stocking the woodpile, cleaning up the yard, or tackling bigger jobs, Shave's got the right saw for the work ahead. Stop in today and let Shave Small Engine Repair help you find the snowblower or chainsaw you need. Shave Small Engine Repair of Port Hope thanks you for your business throughout the year and wishes you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
And we're back. This is Scott Morozik with you in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. An Ontario man's winter voyage across Lake Huron has come to an unexpected stop in Port Austin. Stephen Mylria, 36, set out December 2nd in a homemade houseboat with his dog, Mexicali, hoping to reach Chicago by Christmas. Instead, his boat became frozen into the shoreline at Bird Creek Beach as early ice formed on the lake. Mylria says the houseboat has everything he needs to stay comfortable while waiting for a thaw, which he expects in late February or March. Despite the setback, he remains upbeat and views the experience as part of a personal journey of self-discovery that he hopes will someday take him all the way to Africa. Local residents have offered Mylria food and support while Huron County Sheriff Kelly Hansen continues checking on his safety. Hansen said Mylria plans to remain respectful of the community while he waits out the weather. Rob Reiner, a renowned filmmaker known for his classics like The Princess Bride and When Harry Met Sally, has died at 78. He and his wife, Michelle Singer, were found dead Sunday at their Los Angeles home. Authorities are investigating it as an apparent homicide. Reiner, son of comedy legend Carl Reiner, became a major Hollywood figure with hits like This is Spinal Tap. He co-founded Castle Rock Entertainment, producing successes like Seinfeld. Reiner was also a passionate liberal activist. His legacy includes a blend of comedy, drama, and advocacy, leaving a lasting impact on film and culture. And that is your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Shave's Small Engine Repair of Port Hope, where you'll find a nice selection of Husqvarna snowblowers and chainsaws. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net. And I do have one obituary here to mention. Eugene Grifka, 90 years old of Bad Axe, passed away on December 11th. He was born in Tyre, Michigan on November 20th, 1935. Eugene honorably served our country in the U.S. Army from 1953 to 55. Mass of Christian burial will be on Tuesday, December 16th at 11 a.m. at St. Hubert Parish, Sacred Heart Catholic Church, Bad Axe. Visitation will also be Tuesday, December 16th from 10 a.m. until time of service at St. Hubert Parish, Sacred Heart Catholic Church, with burial to follow at Sacred Heart Cemetery in Bad Axe. Memorials in Eugene's name may be offered to Knights of Columbus of Bad Axe, and condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com.